Elsewhere, anti-monarchy protests continue unabated in Bahrain, despite Manama's ongoing crackdown on dissent. Well, the protests, dubbed Leave Hamad, have been held over the past 5 consecutive days. Angry protesters are chanting slogans denouncing Manama's crackdown on anti-government demonstrations. They're also calling for the immediate release of political prisoners. The tiny Persian Gulf Kingdom has been witnessing protests since February 2011. This as Manama has refused to heed the nation's demand for democracy and reforms. The regime has instead launched a brutal crackdown on protests. Bahraini regime security forces have killed scores of people and injured many others. Hundreds of people have also been put behind bars. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Colin Cavell, who is a former lecturer at the University of Bahrain, who is joining us live now from West Virginia. Mr. Cavell, as always, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, you know, of recent, not only have we had this crackdown on protests, consecutive protests every day, but we've also had these trials where people have been, you know, sentenced to 15 years in prison each, etc. How do you assess where this revolution stands right now?
Rico, the Khalifa regime has just arrested another 50 protesters and jailed them. They even arrested recently an American-born protester and sentenced him to 10 years in prison. The protests, as you just witnessed with your video, continues unabated. And yet, we see at the opening session of the 68th General Assembly at the United Nations this Monday that the Bahrain Foreign Minister, Khalid bin Ahmed bin Mohammed Al Khalifa, he tells the General Assembly that Bahrain is immunized from the tensions in the Middle East, North Africa, because of its reform agenda. Nothing could be further from the truth, Ricard. In fact, the population, over 3/4 of the population, are out on the streets constantly demanding Hamid leave, leave Hamid, down, down Hamid. And that is the reality of the situation in Bahrain. But Bahrain, because the United States is not saying a word about its autocratic monarchy, its oppression, its suppression of any type of democratic movement or protest, is believing that it can get away with impunity, that it can escape the eyes of the world with impunity. It's hired over 16 public relations firms in the United States and in London to make sure that no bad press about Bahrain gets to the world. But the world is watching. Press TV is covering it, RTV is covering it, and many, many other television stations around the world. The world knows the violence and the oppression and the killing and the jailing and the suppression of democratic voices in Bahrain.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there for now, but of course we do sincerely appreciate your insight as always. That was Mr. Colin Cavell speaking to us live from West Virginia.